Yannick Nezet-Séguin, this is exciting. Your third season coming up.
Already the third season. I can't believe it. It's time flies, but time flies always in good company.
Now, the first season was a great introduction to Philadelphia, and you made a point of talking about bringing the public into the orchestra and making the city know that this is our orchestra. And the second season has been so varied with masterpieces from the masterworks of Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Mozart, as well as new pieces, collaborations, commissions. It makes you realize that when you say you love classical music, when anyone says, I love classical music spans such a range. How do you plan the third season?
I think it's a question of building on the first two seasons, I have to say, and very much the way you were talking about it, how varied is our repertoire and how increasingly varied it will become. It is because I believe that this is still a unique wealth that we have, and we're fortunate in the symphonic world, that as we grow with the years, we have an increasing body of works that is our heritage and that we want to keep alive while also honoring the music of today. And it, by definition, expands and have different combinations possible. And this is only possible with a big symphony orchestra like we have at Philadelphia Orchestra. Therefore, my third season is about connection and trust. I think that the trust I can feel from the Philadelphians to me and towards also the entire orchestra allows me now to inject more new pieces in the repertoire while still having a lot of the great masterpieces. And this is why maybe the first feature I want to talk about, which I'm very proud of, is what we will call the 40-40 experience. It's actually because I will turn 40 years old in 2015. So as a present, I didn't want to have a present myself, but I'm giving a present to all our audience in Philadelphia by having 40 pieces that were not performed for the last 40 years, so in my lifetime, on subscription by the Philadelphia Orchestra. So you have a lot of newly composed pieces, but also works by even Tchaikovsky or Rachmaninoff or Glazunov or Khachaturian, Janáček, which have never been performed, or they have been performed sometimes in summer seasons, or they've been performed only prior to 1975. So I think that's very exciting as in terms of new pieces to listen to in this season.
Well, that's going to be very exciting for us to celebrate your 40th birthday with you. And what an innovative way to do it. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, it was in the plans, in the works, always to think about how do we expand our repertoire. And I started by, in past seasons, doing more Haydn, doing more Bach, also doing the commissions festival last year. And we decided at some point that, you know, I should find the right moment when this trust is there. And I ended up with our post-concert conversations that I'm doing week after week, concert after concert with the audience. When people ask questions, I ended up finding out that really there was this need, this thirst, you know, for new pieces in the repertoire. And people would say, oh, when will you perform Vaughan Williams? And he's a great composer, and it's true, we barely ever perform his pieces. So here's a Vaughan Williams symphony next year. Some other people were saying, when will you perform a Glagolitic Mass of Janáček? And well, we decided, you know, so we felt it was the right time in my connection to the city.
When you talk about trust, are you talking about trust with the orchestra, with the audience, with everyone?
All of this. With the orchestra, it means that our connection, which has always been good, is now deepening to the point that my intention is to retain the sound of the Philadelphia Orchestra in every repertoire, every area also of the repertoire. We will still play Bach very differently than we play Tchaikovsky. It's first the style, but what I believe is that the Bach of the Philadelphia Orchestra will have a distinctive sound, very different than any other orchestra. Therefore, applying that recipe of the sound to new pieces is something very exciting, but that you need a lot of trust between the musicians and the conductor. But it's mostly about also the audience following us, because we all know that we like week after week also to come and listen to the Beethoven Symphony and the Brahms Symphony that we know. And there's nothing wrong with that. We will keep playing these masterpieces. But it's also, I believe, a much richer and rewarding experience to take the audience a little bit by the hand and say, okay, come listen to Beethoven, but listen to something new also at the same time, and how the new piece informs the way we listen to Beethoven as an influence, or the way listening to Beethoven informs the result of what has been influenced by it. And for this, we need a good dialogue between the orchestra as an institution and me at its helm and our audiences. And that's why I'm talking about trust.
It's exciting to think that there are all these pieces that haven't been performed in 40 years. Can you describe the range of them?
Yeah, the range sometimes is surprising, and some people might say, oh, really? For example, Nutcracker Suites. Okay, we all know Nutcracker. We all know the excerpts of Nutcracker Suites. Those suites, especially the first suite, which is the lesser-known music of that great ballet, Nutcracker, has not been performed on subscription. So there they will have their place on subscription. So that's sort of an obvious thing, but that is good to be reminded how great these pieces are and that they deserve to be heard on our subscription series. It ranges also with great composers, but less often performed, like Janáček, Sibelius. We play the great symphonies of Sibelius, but we don't nearly often enough play the great tone poems. And next season, there will be the Night Ride and Sunrise. It's a unique piece, so magical. Not been performed for at least 40 years here. We have some Britten that's never been performed, so some Glazunov, all the four seasons of Glazunov. You know, we play always the Vivaldi, but there's also a series of four different distinct pieces for each of the season, which we will do across the season, actually, by Glazunov. And we have newly commissioned piece, one to Nico Muhly, similar to what we had last year, but it was only a new orchestration that we commissioned him. Now it will be a brand new piece for the Philadelphia Orchestra that we're going to take on tour as well. We have also works by Michael Dougherty, Jennifer Higdon, Magnus Lindberg, and Marc-Anthony Turnage. It will be the U.S. premiere of his new piano concerto that was commissioned by the Rotterdam Philharmonic and that I premiered with Marc-André Hamelin. And now we're going to do the North American premiere here in Philadelphia to maybe remind what was done very much by Stokowski at the time, also who did a lot of U.S. premieres of pieces. He was involved in the creative process of it. So that's the range. So it's really a wide range. It's not only about 21st century pieces or even 20th century. It can be anything, but something that I feel it's worthwhile additions to our repertoire and that hopefully we will be repeating and certainly not wait another 40 years before performing again.
It sounds like it's going to be a really exciting 40th birthday year for you. Which day is it precisely?
It's March the 6th of 2015. I'm Pisces, that means. And actually, I will be in Philadelphia and I will be giving a concert. And guess what? One of the 40-40 presents will be on that program. It's a program with Vaughan Williams Symphony No. 4. So that should be very exciting.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.